नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे दिनशेष सुनवारे पश्यति देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री विद्याधर श्रीवासिनि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
जय श्रीमद् भगवद गीता के कंचित श्लोक है, एवरीबॉडी कैन रीड दैट। जय। So I'd like to welcome everyone to our new Navadvip Dham. Navadvip is in Bengal, in India, on the bank of the Ganges River, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared more than 500 years ago. So our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada named this part of the planet as a new Navadvip Dham. Navadvip is the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So we have Sri Pancha Tattva, so these are the associates of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Therefore this is called New Navadvip Dham. So I'd like to read this Bhagavad Gita sloka. They have a pretty class. Well, I understand that the hour is 6 o'clock time now.
5:43.
So, so maybe you can repeat after me. This sounds the shloka. Yad karosi.
Yad karosi.
Yad asnasi.
Yad asnasi.
Yad juhosi.
Yad juhosi.
Tadasi yad.
Tadasi yad.
Yad tapasyasi.
Yad tapasyasi.
Kaunteya.
Kaunteya.
Tat kurushwa.
Tat kurushwa.
Mat arpanam.
Mat arpanam.
Yad karosi yad asnasi.
Yad karosi yad asnasi.
Yad juhosi tadasi yad.
Yat
tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva mat arpanam. Translation, what means? Yat, whatever, karoshi,
you do,
yat,
whatever,
asnasi,
you eat,
yat,
whatever,
Juhosi,
Juhosi,
you offer. Dadasi,
Dadasi,
you give away.
Yad,
whatever.
Yad,
whatever.
Whatever.
Tapasyasi,
Tapasyasi,
austerities you perform.
Kaunteya,
O son of Kunti.
Tad,
that. Kurushva,
Kurushva,
do.
Do.
Mat,
mat
unto me.
Unto me.
Arpanam,
arpanam
is an offering.
An offering.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, is an offering to me. So there's a short part, but I'll just read. Thus it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone is to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live, therefore he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered of Krishna to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremonies, therefore Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays people are very much inclined to the meditational process. which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra along his beach, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So in the next sloka, that's a continuation. Shubha shubha phalair evam mokshase karma bandhanai sanasi yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upashyasi. In this way, you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. So this is this is called actually Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means whatever you do is offered to Krishna. So one who acts in Krishna consciousness under superior direction is called Yukta. The technical term is Yukta Vairagya. This is further explained by Rupa Goswami as follows. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yataham Upayun Jataha Nirvanda Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagam Uchate. This is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2255. So Rupa Goswami says that as long as we are in this material world, we have to act. We cannot cease acting. Therefore, if actions are performed and the fruits are given to Krishna, then that is called Yukta Vairagya. So this is the substance of Krishna consciousness. So yat karosi yat snasi yat yas juhosi darasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kuru swamat arpanam. So it is wonderfully explained that Krishna consciousness means it is a very practical process in life, in life's journey. So, since we are all living beings, so we have to act, we have to work, we have to maintain this body. So, but Krishna says that if our consciousness is trained, or if our consciousness is focused in this spirit, that whatever we do, whatever you eat, whatever you are supposed to give away, or whatever you give away as a charity, Krishna says that do it as an offering to Him, to Krishna. In other words, every action, every step that we make, so it is a offering, or is a taking shelter of Krishna's mercy. So this is called Krishna consciousness. We say International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This means that we have to learn how to mold our life in every moment, every second, every step that we make, so that we do not forget Krishna. So this is called Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the Lord, by serving the Lord, then the Jiva Atma, the living entity, will be experiencing unlimited happiness. That is why this Krishna consciousness movement is only to remind the people how to come to the real platform of happiness. So without Krishna consciousness, what we are doing is that we are all working very hard. But your consciousness is always focused. How can I maintain my children? How can I maintain my family? How can I buy a very nice car? How can I go to the beach? How can I enjoy the subterranean heavenly planet? So in this way, our focus is directed differently. So that is not Krishna consciousness. So that is called, Krishna says, that is called bodily consciousness. In other words, we are conscious about our comforts, about external body. But we are not actually conscious about the soul, about the jivatma within this body. And also we are not conscious about what is our real, let's say, relationship, a duty in our life's journey. So therefore, in order to be, to situate properly the living entity, so we have to develop called Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is not something very strange or something high philosophical or very scientific terminology. It is very practical terminology. So therefore we call this consciousness, we call Krishna consciousness in our day-to-day life, so it's called applied spiritual technology. Because we have nowadays, in the age of Kali means science and technology. So science and technology means you are only conscious about machines, about the machinery. The body is also a machine. So if your consciousness is focused on the machinery activities, so that is called scientific technology, electronics, like this communication. All is called high-tech, right? High-tech. You all remember about Bill Gates, right? About this high-tech technology consciousness. So, therefore, since we live in the age of Kali, so we have to develop, orient our consciousness into spiritual technology, spiritual high-tech. So, in other words, we have to understand how to utilize our intelligence and our mind properly so that we do not forget about our spiritual identity. So this development or this practice of this science, day-to-day, this our day-to-day moment-to-moment, our service of being conscious about the nature of the living entity and also about the relationship of the living entity with the supreme, that spiritual source. So this is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhavana. Well, in Hindi and Sanskrit, it's called Krishna bhavana or Krishna consciousness. In English, it is called consciousness. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami, so Sanatana Goswami was a minister at that time in Bengal. And so he come from a very learned family, and people call him as Pandit. Pandit means great scholar. So when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, people call me as a great scholar, but I don't actually know anything. I don't know who am I. I don't know what is my position. I don't know what is the goal that I'm going to. So please tell me." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami that Jivera Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. So in other words, the natural position of the living entity is to remember that we are the eternal servant of Krishna, the supreme Adi Purusha. So when we are chanting this Brahma Samhita, it's in the beginning earlier, Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. So Adi Purusha, so Govinda or Krishna, Adi Purusha means is the primeval personality, is the original personality. The original supreme personality of Godhead, that is called Krishna. So we have to recognize that Krishna is the supreme Lord, and we are the living entities. We are his a partial manifestation, parts and parcels. We are also we are complete. We are complete by itself. In other words, the living entity is a complete individual person. When you say part and parcel, part and parcel in the spiritual means you are a full person, but part and parcel means you are small. We are tiny. We are very tiny. We have the tiny qualities of Krishna. That's what I mean by part and parcel. Part and parcel doesn't mean that you are cut little piece and that. No. You know, you can confirm this from Isha Upanishad. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasisate. So in the Upanishad says, so it come, whatever comes from that complete whole, it is also complete. Purnamadaya Purnamidam. So the individuality is complete. In other words, the individual Jivatma has also the spiritual potency like Krishna, but in small, minute amount. So Krishna's body is made up of Satchit Ananda, these three spiritual aspects, elements called Sat and Chit and Ananda. And Sat means eternality, eternal, always there. And Chit means it's knowledge, we're knowledgeable, full of knowledge. And Ananda means we are always wanting to be blissful. In other words, Ananda, the blissful nature, and also the knowledge nature, and the eternality. So these three are the spiritual elements which actually compose the spiritual body. And Krishna's body is also made up like that. It's a transcendental body. We also have that body, but we are, in the moment, we are temporarily, we are encased within the material elements, most material nature. So that is why, in order to overcome, you know, this bondage, so we say one has to cultivate Krishna consciousness. So this practicing Krishna consciousness from sadhana bhakti means following the rules and the regulations from the very beginning, and chanting the specific number of rounds, and going to the program, staying in an ashram, and developing this austerity, tapasya, discipline. So this is just a way to get away from the influence of this material nature. Satta, rajas, tamas, the three gunas, there are three these cosmic ingredients which compose this material world. So that our body is made up like that. Because this is called the satta, rajas, tamas, the three gunas, and then from that, by the development of gross and subtle, so this is the gross elements and subtle elements. So, but temporarily, the living entity has been encased within this body. So, the practice of Krishna consciousness is actually to be free from the influence of this modes of material nature. So, that's how we say, in order to do that, we say, yes, you have to follow certain basic disciplines. You have to be developed in very mild qualities, mild manners. You should not be angry, you know, over, you know, so easily. In order to control the anger, and in order to remain my consciousness clean, so that's what Shastra said, so you have to become vegetarian. So that's the reason why one should be. Because, you see, when you become, you take this mild, you know, very good quality food in the mode of goodness, then naturally you are free from anger. You do not get so easily angry. So, and because when you become angry, it's not possible to cultivate spiritual knowledge. So that's why we say, so Shastra said, therefore, you become vegetarian. And you say, you're free from all types of intoxicants. So don't take Coca-Cola, don't take tea and coffee. So this is recommended because what happens is that these are called intoxicants. See, Coca-Cola, they add some caffeine. Similarly, coffee has some caffeine. Tea is also some caffeine. So you say, don't drink, don't smoke, don't use marijuana, because marijuana has all this tamagun activities, and don't consume alcohol, don't make any alcoholic drinks, because that destroys your brain substance. So therefore, Shastra says that this is a simple thing, simple matter. So, in order to cultivate spiritual knowledge, so practice this, and don't gamble, don't go to Las Vegas to gamble. And if you want to, have a family, have a nice family, nice Krishna conscious family, raise children nicely to become Krishna conscious, but don't unnecessarily become, associated with unclean habits. So in this way, this Shastra prescribes only for the well-being of the sincere soul, who is looking for the absolute truth, called the seeking the truth. So it is by following that, that is a very simple thing. Krishna consciousness, then you practice. And then, daily by that practice, then you make progress. And then the modes of material nature, you overcome. That you, although we are in this body, but you actually transcend, let's say, modes of material nature. So that way, when you leave this body, then you go to the Vaikuntha planet. That means, Vaikuntha means a place where there is no anxiety. You throw away all anxiety in the ocean. You are in the Pacific, in the washway, and then you become completely promoted to the spiritual world consciousness. So in this way, by practice of this Krishna consciousness, you become happy, and also you can make also others happy. So this is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. In fact, this is the prime goal of the human being, of the human form of life. And one has to practice this. Otherwise, it will be regarded as the greatest loss. It's a very wonderful thing. Now, when you study this very culture, because it is universal. It is applying for the soul. It's not something sectarian conception. It's nothing like that. But it is applicable for everyone. So by practicing Krishna consciousness, one will overcome all the difficult things in life. Even if you really want to be, to do something in life, even in this material life, but if you practice Krishna consciousness, that whatever you do, as a Krishna says, whatever you eat, and whatever you give away, and whatever you do tapasya, Krishna says, please do it,
do it as an offering to me, meaning to Krishna. So in this way, if the consciousness is a trained and cultivated like that, then you'll find life is a in the middle of even great difficulties, you'll find great pleasure, great happiness inwardly, inside. You become fixed, and your own ups and downs of life will not be able to affect you, because you know that this is all by the mercy of Krishna. So that consciousness will come in the minds of the sincere people, practices. So therefore, we recommend that since by the mercy of Guru Maharaj Prabhupada has transplanted this Krishna conscious culture in every nook and corner of this planet, so wherever we go, we are requesting that please practice this culture. And by practicing this culture and this, by adopting this very very nice life, then one will be happy. One will then, not only that, after leaving this body, then you go to the spiritual world. But otherwise, life could be wasted. So Bhagavad says that dharma sanasritaha pungsham. Dharma means the duty, occupational duty that we are performing. So we are all working. Some are working as businessmen, some are working as professors, some are working in so many different aspects. But Krishna says, in the Bhagavad says, that dharma sanusritaha pungsham, that the human beings, the different types of activities that we perform, the human beings perform. Dharma sanusritaha pungsham visakshayina katasuya notapadayad yadiratim sarma evahi kevalam. Not badhed adhirtim sarma evahi kevalam. So if those activities do not lead us to develop this God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, that then those activities will be regarded as simply wastage of time. Sarma evahi kevalam means simply wastage of time. So intelligent people, therefore, in the human form of life, then they try to utilize every moment, every second, how to engage myself properly in the proper service so that life could not be wasted. Because this body, nobody knows how long it's going to stay. So any moment it may be lost. So therefore sastras prescribe that this one should cultivate this knowledge, Krishna consciousness, the very moment that one becomes a little familiar. We should not wait for many years to come, but immediately in practice. So this is the little summary of the fundamentals of Krishna consciousness. Yat karosi, yat snasi, yat juhosi, yat asmat. Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give away, yat tapasyasi, whatever you do to austerities, O son of Kunti, tat kurushwa, do it, mat arpanam, as an offering to the Lord. So this is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. So I end here and take some questions if there is some time. What is the time now?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. So we have 5-6 minutes. Anybody has any questions? Any guess? Or, so everybody gets the point? So that I can make some announcements. Those guests who did not were not here this morning. So I was making this announcement that in India, this January, this coming year, next year, there is a very big spiritual festival called Kumbh Mela. So this Kumbh Mela comes once in 12 years, and this is on the foothills of the Himalayas, the Himalayan mountains, where all the sages go there and they meditate. And so in Haridwar, this Kumbh Mela is in the month of January. January, possibly in the last part of January, and it goes up to February. So, and this is a major festival of the century, because this Kumbh Mela will not come until next millennium. So this is this comes once in 12 years, and so it's going to be very, very big festival. So anybody who's coming, so we'd like to invite you. We'll have a very big program. And then there is the Delhi temple, it's called the Glory of India Project. This is a very major temple in India, and so it's going to be open early next year. So that just before that, there will be a big Mayapur festival, Mayapur Festival, there will be plans how to begin our temple construction. So the temple construction, this temple is going to be the biggest temple in the planet. So it's starting by the year 2000. And so it's supposed to be completed by the year 2017. So we're going to have a grand celebration in 2017. So please make plan from now, so that you can miss the opening festival. We're going to have millions of people dancing in the opening, the kirtan. So recently I was in Jagannath Puri in Bhubaneswar before I came here. So we also are making some plan. See, personally, I was thinking of doing something before although this is a Christian millennium, but everybody is doing some plan. So I was thinking one time that I'd like to do it yajna in Kurukshetra for 3 months. And every day, then move to the next millennium. But then that is going to be not so easy, because especially in that part of the country. And I found out that maybe that is the easier way to, also maybe more appropriate. So we are making a plan that by the year 2000, so we start on 26th of December 2000, and we're going to walk from Bhubaneswar to Jagannath Puri, because many of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a Sankirtan movement, primarily Jagannath Puri, and Orisha has many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement. So I thought it's very appropriate. So we make a, because we are moving the next millennium, so we are moving forward, just like the wave is going further. So we're going to inundate with the Sankirtan. So we are going from Bhubaneswar. So we'll have a minimum 1,000 mridanga players. And well, then there will be about maybe 50,000 kartal players. They'll play kartal, and rest who do not play. These are the minimum, and the rest who don't play, they'll take the flag. And so we're going to walk, and so it will take about 4 days from Bhubaneswar to Jagannath Puri. And so the mridanga players I've divided like this: that I'll have 500 mridanga players from Orissa, because in Orissa, there are 500 mridanga players, so they're already planning it. And then 250 from Bengal, from the villages of Bengal, we take. And 250 from Manipur. So we have Manipuris and Bengalis and Uriyas. So they make minimum 1,000. It could be more, but not less than 1,000. So this is the plan. And so we're gonna march to Lord Jagannath Temple, and so Lord Jagannath is gonna open the door, get a blessing to all the See, Prabhupada was very upset because the pandas do not allow the Westerners to go into the Jagannath Temple. So so we are praying that Lord Jagannath will be merciful. So this is gonna happen. This is a plan. So if you want to join that, so you have to start planning from now. It will take only about 10 days. So if you come from here, I've already started inviting people from different parts of the world, and thousands of devotees are going to come from Bali, and so already this is going to be happening. I have not made too much announcement. Only some temples where I'm in making this announcement. And this is planned, and this is definitely happening. This is it's already in schedule, and I don't need too many people to organize this. It's a simple thing, because since I'm there in Orissa, in Bhubaneswar, and Manipur, and bringing these people, you can do it right away without much problem. But the only thing is that everybody has to bring the sleeping bag. And if you're coming from the west, just bring one sleeping bag. And in December, there won't be much mosquito, don't worry about that. And then, something to bat one mug, what we call this, what do they call that little, plastic mug. So just to take bath. You have to take bath outside. And maybe you have to sleep under the tree or something like that, forest. But there will be nice camps, and there will be prasadam will be khichdi. Very simple. Then we'll all swim in the Jagannath in the ocean. As soon as arrive Jagannath Puri. And so this is the, this will be, I thought this would be very appropriate when we move to the next millennium, we're going to go with this Sankirtan wave and offer it to Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. So is that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
So please plan and participate, and that will be wonderful. But also, I'm thinking of joining this. I had this nice parade here every year. So I used to talk to Radha Krishna today that I want to participate next year. It's in Hawaii. They have a nice parade. And that will be. Because it's Sankirtan, we are in Sankirtan, so that means we have to increase these activities. And so, so is it time now for RT?
Yeah.
It's, so we'd like to welcome everyone for coming to this temple. And please come regularly. And this is a nice, everything is nice, the environment, the very conducive, but something is also very strong. We got the sense enjoying facilities so much here. So unless we have a busy schedule of how to engage our senses properly, and if you are thinking only on going to the ocean, that may not work very well. so we have to prepare so that we keep busy in doing some seva for health and Krishna consciousness. So, I think the program is RT, and then there will be, I was told that after the end, there will be Damodar Astakam. So in the month of Kartik, this is Kartik, this is from the last Purnima up to the coming Purnima, this is called the Damodar month, generally called Kartik. So in this month, what happens is that Mother Yashoda, you can see that picture there, Mother Yashoda binds Krishna. This is called the, so Krishna can be bound by the love. The love of the mother, can otherwise it's not possible. So Krishna is bound, by his mother, in Vrindavan. So that remembering that pastime is called the Damodarastakam. So that is sun, and you offer the lamp. Everybody can offer the lamp. And that way, you can get the blessing of Krishna. So. Jai Jagannath Balabha Subhadra ki Guru Pravanande
Mm-hmm.
Paramakaruna Pahono Ejana Nitaya Gaura Chandra
Upon the karma, Bhunjaya Shamana, Bahaye Rajana.
Evamayananda Evamayananda Evamayananda